News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The rollout of the government's free HRT scheme next month will be on the agenda at the Irish Pharmacy Union conference today. And speaking to News Talk on that issue yesterday, the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, had this to say.
Certainly I see pharmacists signing up every day, and I look at the number right across the country and different counties and that. I really would hope that the IPU would recommend to their members that they sign up. If you go back, I offered the IPU two options. One was the €5 for the dispensing fee, which would make it completely free for women. So the medication would be free and the dispensing fee would be free for women. But I did give them another offer, which was that they could continue to charge whatever dispensing fee they wanted to. So whether that was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 euros, they could continue to charge that. I would give them 3,000 euros to sign up to it, and then the medication would be free for women. I gave them both of those options, and unfortunately, they rejected both of those options. And of course, and I've been leaving a little time for pharmacies to sign up, but I will be publishing, of course, the list of pharmacies that have signed up.
That was Minister for Health there, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. And joining me to discuss all of this now is Tom Murray, the Irish Pharmacies Union President. Good morning to you, Tom. You heard the Minister. Are you going to recommend to your members that they sign up to the free HRT scheme?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, first and foremost, I'd say our conference is about a lot more than free HRT. But no, the Minister is well aware that we cannot endorse the free HRT scheme. And I think it's interesting the Minister said that she outlined two options to say one of them was going to be a €5 fee. The reason that she offered anything on covering the fees is because pharmacists advocated for free HRT to be free for the women of Ireland. The original proposal from the government, and indeed the second proposal that the Minister talked about there, is not free HRT. It's free product, but the women of Ireland would still have to pay their dispensing fees.
Okay.
And it's only, and I personally was involved in that advocacy and in the meetings with the department and with the previous Minister for Health, and indeed
is it not partly advocacy, Tom, with all due respect, but also partly you didn't want to have to say to somebody every time they got their HRT, oh, by the way, that'll be a fiver on top because that's what we charge. I mean, it was also to some extent self-serving. And I say that as someone who used to be a GP, and we things like free flu vaccines and things were rolled out, but we would still sometimes charge a fee for the actual administering. So I know that awkward space.
No, to be honest with you, my motivation was I believe in sláinte care. And the motivation of the Irish Pharmacy Union was we did not want to see any financial barriers between anybody's okay. access to healthcare, and we wanted to see.
So you're not. I know you say you can't sign up to it, but it's probably fairer to say that you won't sign up to it. And tell me why, because the government were going to give you a dispensing fee, or they were going to give you that second option.
Okay, so the government moved finally to give us a dispensing fee, but it's a dispensing fee that's based on the fee that was set in 2008 during the financial crisis. It's a 17-year-old fee. So what would be entailed there is our break-even point as a sector by independent financial advice analysis done by Fitzgerald Power, the break-even point for the sector is €6.46. Okay. We were looking for €6.50.
And I know you're saying that's independent. Who commissioned that report?
We asked Fitzgerald Power to review the sector.
Okay.
But the break-even point is €6.46. The Minister is well aware of that. To offer somebody a fiver, basically what that means is the state owns 87% of my business as it currently stands through the community drug schemes. And I subsidise that with the other 13% of my business. What the state is asking me to do is to take on another loss-making service on behalf of the state, to lose that private patient, which is already subsidising the 87%, to get a 6-week delay in payment, to pay withholding tax on that payment, and also to be reimbursed at less than the cost price of the medicine. The medicine I'll be reimbursed for is 91.
So you're saying it's not financially viable for yourselves. And the Minister did offer you...
It's loss-making, Ciara.
But Tom, the Minister did offer you the potential to charge whatever you wanted, to charge a dispensing fee, and she would give you 3,000 euros and away you go in a hack.
And as I said at the start of the interview, that would not be free HRT.
All right.
That would not be equitable access for the women of Ireland to HRT.
We shall see what happens. I suspect in many of the big chain pharmacies where the pharmacists who work there are actually employees, they may decide to actually sign up to this. So that may queer the pitch for the rest of you.
I unfortunately would highly doubt that, because I've had conversations around the country with very, very worried members. I've held two webinars with other members of the IPU, and we've had over 900 pharmacists on those webinars, okay, representing chains and independents.
Okay.
And when they represent chains, they represent large volume chains.
Just briefly, are there other issues you're concerned about today?
Yes, we want to talk about the enablers in pharmacy. We want to talk about the positive things that pharmacy can do to improve access to healthcare. We've 78 million visits per year into pharmacies. We've an over 97% trust rating from the public. We were recognised for our professional services through the task force set up by the minister, the previous minister. We have a framework that's been agreed with the Department of Health since March, okay, which will outline future pharmacy services, right, including investment in pharmacy and the potential for pharmacy to deliver other, right, access and other points of access. The minister hasn't taken it out of draft form. It's been agreed with the Department of Health and with the HSC since March, and it sits on the minister's desk with the word draft written on top of it. And we need her to take that, right, off and to start to implement the enablers that allow us to do things.
Look, thank you for joining us on all of that this morning. We will watch with great interest. That is Tom Murray there, the Irish Pharmacies Union President.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.